every year, the Oxford Dictionary comes up with the word of the year. In 2013, the word for the year was selfie. That was the day, that was the year where everyone was starting to take the pictures. Everybody was taking, I can actually take a picture of myself. I can actually see myself in the picture. And it got me thinking, because we live in the selfish generation, potentially. A selfie is you're able to actually, you don't need somebody there to connect to take a picture of you. When you're on holiday, you want somebody to see the beautiful mountain. Can you take a picture of me? No, even if you're by yourself, it's okay. We live in a generation where you can get Deliveroo straight away. It's ordered to your house. You go in the Uber. It's online education, Netflix. Everything happens in a swipe. You can do everything. You can live in your home, not move. Amazon, everything come. You don't really need others. You do need them to deliver, but you just need a nice internet connection and everything and some good money and everything seems to be working, right? There's one thing that you need other people and cannot be replaced by the internet, and that is a minyan. A minyan in Judaism for davar shebekedusha, for something which has got kedusha, holiness, there must be a quorum of 10 adults, 10 men. And this is learnt from the fact that when we make a gezeirah shavah to the word Eidah from the spies, there were 10 spies. There was 12 spies, 10 of them were bad and 2 were good. And the Torah calls them Hibadilu mitoch Eidah, separate from this Eidah. And it's with Korach as well. It's learnt this idea of Kedusha, of being a minyan. And the minyan is the antidote to a selfie. And anything with kedusha, with holiness, has to be said with a minyan. A person wants to say kaddish, minyan. Kedusha, minyan. A person wants to say chazarat of shatz, of the shliach tzibur. You know, we repeat the amida, there has to be a minyan. You want to get called to the Torah, there needs to be a minyan. Minyan is very, very powerful. And I want to speak a little bit more about this idea of Kaddish. Who authored Kaddish? And what are the different, following on from our previous talk, what are the different types of Kaddish that are out there? The Anshe Knesset HaGedolah in Gemara Brachot is brought down, Tiknu Lahem Brachot, Tefilot, Kedushot, Havdalot. They fixed Brachot, blessings, Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, Shakol niya bedvaro, tefillot, the prayers, shaharit minchan arvit. We know we pray shaharit minchan arvit. We're told we have three prayers like the three forefathers. There's Abraham is shaharit, Yitzchak is mincha, Yaakov is arvit. Very good. Each one was really metakim, but who brought out the actual wording for the tefillah and the actual process? First you have pesukei de zimran, then you have the yishtabach, and then you have the yotzer or and avat olam shema and the amida. There's a whole beautiful string of events before you get to the crescendo of the actual tefillah and the highest world of Atzilut, which is the Amidah. That was the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. What else did they bring down? Kedusha? All the Kedushot. Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch Kavod Hashem. When everyone's standing still, we're like the angels. The angels in Shamayim are not allowed to give praise to God until Am Yisrael gives praise to God. And did you know, if unfortunately you have not said Baruch Hu et Hashem HaMevorach this morning, then your neshama has not properly entered your guf, according to the Kabbalists. Who was metaken this Baruch Hu is Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. They got it from the Malachim, they understand this prayers. And what else does it say? Kedushot is also Yitkadal, Yitkadash, the Kaddish, and the Havdalot. Havdalah. The Nusach of the Havdalah. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, HaKaddish hu Shevach Gadol Venora. It's an awesome and great praise. SheTiknu Anshei Knesset HaGedolah אחרי חורבן בית ראשון, that the אנשי כנסת הגדולה fixed into our daily lives after the destruction of the first temple. Now we're getting an understanding context. Where is this coming from? It was already mentioned beforehand, but they actually fixed it into prayer at that time. A long time ago, the first destruction of our first temple. What is it a prayer on? It's a prayer, number one, on God's name. There is, obviously, after the destruction of the temple, there was something called the Chilul Hashem. God's name was profaned amongst all the Goyim. Look, we could enter Jerusalem, we can destroy God, Kavyachol, his temple and everything. The Jews are nothing. They're never going to come back. They're going to enter into society like everybody else. And they're going to be dispersed. It's a Chilul Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his world has got the Jews to do 613 mitzvot, 613 commandments every single day, 613 ways to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when there is a destruction of the temple, hundreds of those mitzvot are missing. Hundreds of ways of connecting to God Almighty are not here. The Kaddish says, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, let his name be exalted. I want the Kedusha back. It's a prayer that God brings back the Beit HaMikdash. After the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, the Churban Beit HaMikdash, it's a prayer where we say, Mekarev Meshicheh. Please, Mekarev, Kirev, bring closer the day of Mashiach. It's a prayer against the Churban, the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a prayer against the dispersion of the Jewish people. Bechayechon, uveyomechon, in your lifetime, in your days, uvechayedachol Beit Yisrael, wherever they are, bring them back to Am Yisrael and let your name be great. Four things we have to have in mind when we have this Kaddish. Number one, Chilul Hashem, Churban Beit HaMikdash, Churban Eretz Yisrael, and the dispersion of the Am Yisrael, and we want the opposite to be happening. Now, in Judaism, if something difficult happens, there is the famous Pasuk, Hashem Natan, Hashem Lakach, Yihi Shem Hashem Avarach. Hashem gave, Hashem took, may his name be great. What does that mean? Everybody experiences great times. And sometimes we experience the difficult times. But the difficult times only exist because we had great times. If we didn't have great times, if we weren't really blessed, then we wouldn't have difficult times. So when the difficult times happen, we have to let out a blessing. It's crazy. I don't know if any other religion has such a thing. You mention a blessing when things go wrong. Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. Baruch Dayin HaEmet Shelo Neda. It's crazy. But the idea is, recognize the greatness of Hashem. There's a story. Unbelievable story. There was a guy, he needed to marry off his daughter. He needed to take a loan. He was learning in Kollel. He took one loan, took another loan. You know, they wanted him to pay for half the wedding and to give her half a flat, and it's very difficult. His wife saw that he was under such pressure. He managed to get all the finances, but she was worried for his health. And in Israel, when you're worried for the person's health, they tell, go to the mountains. So she bought him, with the money that they didn't have, tickets to Switzerland for him and her to go for a few days to get Avir. Go to the mountains, get Avir. He's so excited, but at the back of his heart, oh no, I've got to raise another few thousand dollars, I'm going to get it. Okay, but I need this, I understand, let's go. They went, they go on their way. And he arrives in Switzerland, he remembers he's got a cousin in Switzerland, he picks up the phone and he says, hey, cuz, how you doing? David, I'm in town, I haven't been here in a decade. Last time I was like a teenager, now I'm married, you know, more than a decade. Who am I now? But I want to come and see you. Wealthy guy, he's going to see his wealthy cousin. So his cousin says, I can't believe it. You haven't been here in so long, but I haven't been in Israel for so long, and I've actually just arrived in Israel. Why, we just missed each other. So the guy's thinking, well, I'm supposed to come here to relax. I have my only cousin, maybe he's rich, maybe he'll, you know. Okay, say then, no problem. I'm coming back to Israel anyway in a few, in whatever, 3-4 days. Maybe I'll see you. He said, actually, now that you're telling me that, I need a favor. I said, sure, what do you want, cuz? He said, I need a favor. I need somebody to bring 50,000 euros cash to Israel. I'm doing a deal. They want cash. La, la, la. Cut the story short. I was going to pay somebody $3,000 for this. But you're my cousin. You're there. I'll give you the details. I'll do the power of attorney, etc. I'll tell them, you come and you bring me the thing and I'll give you $3,000. The guy was, Yishtabach Shemo. That's exactly what we need to cover, the costs and more. You know, I was coming over here. I've been through such a difficult, I just want to thank, he said, thank you, Hashem. The guy was like, what do you mean, thank you, Hashem? I just want to tell you, you are Hashem's messenger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you. Amazing, you're giving me parnasah. I came here, this was my situation. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you to you. Kol HaKavod. 4 days later, he arrives with the $50,000. He kept it close, very difficult. He gives him the money. And the guy says, thank you very much. I just want to tell you that I don't need this $50,000 anymore. And actually, 3 hours after I spoke to you, I received a call. The guy was happy for me to do him a transfer. And I was going to call you back before you even went to the bank to get the money to tell you don't bother. But then I remembered what a praise that you gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What incredible thanks that you gave to Hashem. And I said, how can I not receive this? I'd rather receive and have 50,000 euros and pay the $3,000 because you have such commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The guy was impressed. He said, thank you very much for your confidence and you made a big difference. He went back to Kollel and he told his rabbi in Kollel this story and the rabbi was amazed. See how Am Yisrael worked. The rabbi, on the Thursday, just before everyone went home, he gathered all the Kollel guys and he said a shmooze of encouragement and he mentioned this story. And then the rabbi ended and he said, we all need to thank Hashem. We have so much bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I suggest that after a person goes to the toilet, they have the Asher Yatzah poster, and you read word for word and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the great guf, great body that we have. The next morning, everybody took upon themselves to mechazek b'inyan shel bracha to understand what it was. And one guy was coming out of his house, going to Kollel. He was 3 floors up, came down. He realized as he got out, he's late for the bus, I didn't say Asher Yatzah. And yesterday, after the rabbi spoke, I said, I'm going to have Kavanah and I'm going to do it from the poster. At least let me do, you know, one day, one full day. He went back upstairs. It was late. Just to read it from outside that poster. Put it in, set him back 10 minutes. And just then, he heard a noise. It was his 2-year-old. He forgot his 2-year-old in the house. What happened? His wife, he thought, was taking the 2-year-old to the gun. The wife had left already for work. She didn't take the 2-year-old. She thought he was going to take the 2-year-old. He was going to go to Kollel. He doesn't have a phone on him. She doesn't have a phone on her. They were, God forbid, going to leave the 2-year-old there and not even know about it till 1 o'clock. But because he wanted to say the bracha with Kavanah, and because he heard the rabbi speak before, and because the rabbi took upon himself the story that he heard, and because the guy had emunah and said, thank you to Hashem, this baby survived. Rabotai, we get blessed on a constant basis. Hashem natan, Hashem gave. Hashem lakach, Hashem takes. Yishem Hashem avaracha, because Baruch Hu's name is great. And therefore, when it comes to Kaddish, Kaddish, as we know, there are different types of Kaddish. The famous Kaddish is a mourner's Kaddish. A mourner is sitting in mourning, they've lost somebody, but they're coming to the realization that the words that they're saying are bringing a Kiddush Hashem. The same Hashem that took from them somebody very, very special. But that same Hashem is the same Hashem that gave them someone special. And their prayer in the Kaddish is the following. We have mitzvot. When a person leaves this world, there is a void. A grandparent, chas v'shalom, that passes away, was putting on tefillin. A lady that was lighting the candles, wasn't speaking lashon hara, was being nice. Yesterday I attended the Shiva, unfortunately, of a mother of 13. And one of the, they're older now, one of the adults, one of her children, said, my mother, she took upon herself every day not to speak Lashon Hara, and she learned the Chafetz Chaim two halachot every day for years. He told me like 30, 40 years. So much so that the people around her never spoke Lashon Hara. She's the woman, she don't speak Lashon Hara. Don't speak around her. The ripple effect is crazy. So there's a void when somebody passes away. Where's that person? Where's that Kedusha? The Kedusha that was being created is not created. Yehei Shemei Rabba Mavarach. Hashem, we're recreating it without the filot. Please recreate that. That is a mourner's Kaddish. Then you have another type of Kaddish. That's called a half Kaddish. Half Kaddish in the Sephardi Minhag is to have five amens. The first five amens. So there's five stops. Everyone says Amen. Etc. Etc. There's five amens. That's half Kaddish. When is half Kaddish said? Half Kaddish is said when you have a tefillah. You're about to enter a tefillah. Mincha time, you say Ashrei, you say half Kaddish, you enter. Selichot is so powerful. The Selichot, the Svadi Selichot that we say, we begin it with a Kaddish. You're about to enter a tefillah. Arvit, you're about to enter a tefillah, Kaddish. Shaharit, you have that half Kaddish before you enter the Shema, the Brachot of the Shema. That's half Kaddish. Then you have the complete Kaddish. The complete Kaddish is where we say Titkabal. After we pray the Amidah, we want Hashem to receive our prayers, so we say Titkabal, which means to receive. There's an extra sentence over there to receive the prayers. So far we've had the mourners Kaddish, which are said by mourners. 7 days, the 30 days, the whole year, and then again on the Yod site. We have the half Kaddish, which is said is an entree to the tefillah. We have the Kaddish Titkabal, or the complete Kaddish, which is said after the prayer. And then you have two more Kaddish. There's Kaddish Al Yisrael and Kaddish Yehei Shlama. Kaddish Al Yisrael is said whenever people are learning Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law. You're learning a Mishnah together, and there's 10 of you. As we said in the previous talk, 10 is a cool, and therefore there's a mitzvah to be had, and therefore we need to make God's name great. So we're going to say, Al Yisrael. But if people are saying Tehillim, for example, or learning Torah Shebichtav, then it's the other one, Yehei Shlama. And these are the five main Kaddishim that we are talking about. So Rabotai, why is Kaddish in Aramaic? The Shibboleth HaLeket says, at the time there was a decree against the Jews, so that the non-Jews didn't understand, they put it into Aramaic. Another reason is because that was the spoken language at the time, and therefore the Hamonam, everybody understood it. Another reason, as Tosfot brings, is because the world says it's because angels don't understand. We don't want the angels to be jealous and Mekatrek, stop this prayer from getting great. But there's something very, very important. Every day we say the Shema, and after the Shema, we say the words, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olanam Vayet. Where do these words come? We say it quietly. You see, the Shema is mentioned in Parshat Vayetchanan. Over there, Moshe Rabbeinu says it, and the words, Baruch Shem Kvod, are they mentioned there? No. So why do we mention it? There's another person that says the Shema. That was Yaakov. Yaakov, the 12 tribes gather around. Yaakov's about to pass away. He wants to give them a blessing. He wants to tell them when the end of days is. And it goes from him and he's upset. Maybe you've sinned. So they tell him, Shema Yisrael, listen Yaakov. Yisrael is Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God. We're all one. Hashem is one. So Yaakov lets out the words for the first time. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Olam Ve'ed. He says it loudly. These are words we later taught that come from the angels. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says it, he doesn't say it loudly. But when Yaakov said it, he said it loudly. These words are said quietly. But do you know what the Aramaic translation of these words are? Targum Yerushalmi says the Aramaic translation is the words Yehei Shemei Rabba. That means when you are saying Yehei Shemei Rabba, it's as if you're saying the words Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto, but you can't say it because that's angelic words. The only time we ever say it is on Yom Kippur. But you are able to say every single day loudly the same words, but just in Aramaic. You hear what's going on, how the power of Kaddish is linking us to Moshe Rabbeinu, linking us to Yaakov, linking us to the Anshe Knesset Gadol, the five different Kaddishim that a person says, the Ma'alot, the Kedusha, the Minyan that needs to be had. Be'ezrat Hashem, because Baruch Hu's name should be great, we should make a Kiddush Hashem, we should bring back Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bimheiru, Bimheinu. Amen.
Amen. Amen.